Привет всем! Я Жанна Музапарова, и это Казмин FM, подкаст о людях и с людьми.
Hello, everybody. I'm Жанна Музапарова, and this is Казмин FM, the people's podcast about people of Kazmin Minerals Copper Company. Scammers conned almost 40 billion tenge from Kazakhstanis last year. These statistics included our colleague. This was shown by the cases, which we are going to talk about later, and by a survey. 156 people answered questions from the editors in the Telegram channel of Kazminerals. Out of them, 92 employees said they had previously received calls from the scammers, and 69 people admitted that they or their acquaintances were victims of con artists. So today, we will talk about the tricks these criminals use and what methods of financial self-defense will help repel the attacks of scammers. And by the way, if you still haven't subscribed to our Telegram channel, subscribe right now to Kaz_Minerals. It will be useful for you.
Не так давно мошенники, представившись сотрудниками национальной компании,
not so long ago, scammers posing as employees of the Kazmonagaz national company took out a loan of over 13 million tenge in the name of one of our colleagues, promising to double this amount. As a result, the person who failed to figure out who they were dealing with in time was left with a huge debt. But our other speaker from Orlovsky production complex escaped the fate of being conned at the very last moment, and only because of his colleague.
И то благодаря своему коллеге.
Неделю назад выехал.
A week ago, I went to the surface from the mine, when suddenly I had a call on my mobile. A person with a male voice said he was an employee of the Caspi Bank, and said that a loan was taken out in my name by certain persons. But the bank employees reacted in time and did not hand out to the scammers the amount of 350,000 tenge. Now, in order for me to cancel the loan, I need to fill out and sign documents sent by them on my WhatsApp. At first, I fell for it and ran to the pre-shift meeting room to print out documents to send to the scammers. But at the last moment, a colleague pulled me up and said that they were probably scammers. After that, I had several calls from different numbers with the names of various banks in Kazakhstan and the number on the display. As I picked up the phone, the same voice offered to take or refuse a loan, and I told him that maybe I should also tell you my 20-digit card number. After these words, the scammer immediately hung up.
Эффект неожиданности именно на этот
It is to this psychological trick the phone scammers were counting on when talking to our speaker. As a result, without clearing everything up, he ran to solve a fictitious problem. Елена Калиева, a psychologist from Бошакол, told what are the tricks the scammers use.
Scammers can use different tricks. For example, when the victim has to make a decision right away, without hesitation, i.e. introduce a state of stress, thereby providing a quick and unwaited reaction. Or when a scammer calls a victim by his or her first and last name, talking without rude words and direct threats, disguising himself or herself as coming from the corporate culture of the organization he or she pretend to represent. It is the so-called false politeness.
Чаще всего телефонные мошенники представляются.
Most often, phone scammers pretend to be bank employees. They call allegedly from the security department or from the customer service department. Call you by your name and patronymic, informing that the loan has been taken out in your name. And in order to allegedly nullify it, cancel or block it, it is necessary to provide confidential information. They may ask to take a loan and transfer money to a so-called safe account. Do not fall for it and have a cool-headed approach to everything. And here is what Arzagul Ushurova, an employee of the anti-fraud department of RBK Bank, advises.
Чтобы уберечь себя от мошенников.
To protect yourself from scammers, I recommend switching to the Kazakh language during the conversation. Most often scammers call from abroad and do not speak Kazakh. Scammers speak quickly and confidently, using bank terms in their speech. For credibility, they can turn on the sounds of a busy call center, rustling of papers, and so on as the background noise. As a rule, all questions are asked in a way to have either yes or no in reply, because it is an effective psychological method of manipulating human consciousness.
Человека. Один из распространенных приемов – запугивание. Мошенники
One of the prevalent tricks used by scammers is intimidation. The scammers try to cause fear in their victim. They try to use this technique in a conversation with Олег Ринзя, an employee of Бошшакол.
Работником Бошшаколя.
Алло.
Hello.
Hello, you called just recently.
Hello, hello. Yes, yes, I'm listening. I called you, didn't I?
Yes.
It's Олег Васильевич, right?
You may call me Oleg. Hello.
Hello. This is a lawyer from Бошшакол calling you.
I'm listening.
My name is Dmitry. There was an inquiry about you earlier today. About the court. What in general is this court case about?
There was no inquiry at all. What court? What are we talking about?
No. A court employee called today. Said that you have a hearing on the
27th.
In this situation, Oleg was vigilant. He started recording the conversation on the phone. And after that, he contacted the legal department to clear up his doubts. The result? Oleg didn't become a victim of scammers. If you get a call from a bank, from a legal department, or even from the Department of Internal Affairs, you can interrupt the conversation and then contact the representatives of this bank or department to double-check the information. The floor is given to Елена Калиева, psychologist.
The vaccination against any scam, as there is always an intellectual moment in it, will not be the belief or feelings, but sober thinking, analysis, skepticism, criticality and caution, i.e. the so-called critical thinking, which includes obtaining information, processing it, analysis, drawing conclusions, decision-making, forming your attitude towards the result. What to do in order not to be robbed by the scammers? Keep calm when any information, even shocking, is provided to you. If it was a phone call, cut it off and think carefully about what you were told. In case of a conversation with an alleged law enforcement officer, then it is necessary to find out his or her position, full name, the department he or she works in.
В каком отделе он работает?
Еще один психологический прием в
копилке. Another psychological trick of the telephone scammers is a simple human desire to save money or the intention to get a desired product as soon as possible. Our colleague, who wished to remain anonymous, became the victim of such scam.
Остаться неизвестной.
Приветствую всех слушателей Казмина.
Greetings to all listeners of Kazmin FM. I wanted to order UGG boots, but I had to wait about 2 weeks for their delivery. I didn't want to wait. I started to search Instagram for professional buyers who had it in stock. All had high prices, and I came across one account with photos of UGGs that I wanted at a very good price. I transferred 60,000 tenge to their Halk Bank account. We corresponded through WhatsApp. The number was Kazakhstan-based. A few days later, I changed my mind about boots model. Saw they had another boots in stock. Wrote to them asking if it was still possible to change. To this, they easily and quickly answered that it was possible and the size was in stock. And I thought how lucky I was. But new shoes were 10,000 tenge more expensive. I forgot to send the difference, and they themselves kept silent about that. Well, I didn't mind either. 10 days later, when they were supposed to send it to me in Almaty by express mail, I wrote to them on WhatsApp. They asked me to write in direct messages on Instagram. I wrote there. They said they would send me a tracking number and that's it. The next day, I opened Instagram and the page is not there. Deleted.
Позже наша героиня связывалась с мошенниками.
Later, our speaker contacted scammers from her husband's number. But all her numbers, from which she contacted them, were immediately blocked. Елена Калиева, psychologist, will continue.
Слово нашему психологу.
Интрига мошенничества рассчитана именно на нашу...
The intrigue of scam aims precisely at our need for unusual, even novelty, which attracts us in a natural, but difficult to explain way. Among other psychological features of the deceived people are gullibility, excessive credulity, naivety, infantilism. There is almost always something in a deceived person that relates him or her to a scammer. Most notable, the mindset and traits of the deceived people, which are not only reprehensible, but also to a large extent encouraging, even generating certain types of scams. It is the desire to get something for free, or almost free, or faster, or more than it should be, etc.
Чем это должно было бы быть.
Видов финансового мошенничества сегодня очень много.
There are many types of financial fraud today, and criminals keep on inventing new tricks. But one of the fairly old and common types is phishing. The main purpose of phishing is to gain access to critical data, for example, passport, user accounts, bank details, restricted official information, for using it later to steal money. Phishing works by redirecting users to fake network resources or installing various applications on the gadgets of future victims. And Yuri Hudakov, head of Health and Safety Section, Artemovsky Production Complex, had his experience with this type of fraud.
Труда Артемьевского производственного комплекса.
В начале января этого года у меня был контакт.
In early January of this year, I had contact with scammers. On the internet, I saw an advertisement for the sale of shares of companies in the Republic of Kazakhstan, including our company, Kazminerals, as part of the national IPO. And I clicked on the link. After that, calls started with offers of trading in shares of, well, completely different companies. For example, the Walt Disney Company. It was hard to stop the persistent calls. I blocked these numbers.
На этот счет будут очень уместные рекомендации.
In this regard, the recommendation of Arzagul Ashurova, the employee of the anti-fraud department of RBK Bank, are very useful.
Не переходите по сомнительным.
Do not click on dubious links. Do not link card data to online stores, various social network services, etc. I also want to remind you that there are schemes for sending prizes in fake draws in social networks, and they ask to pay for the delivery of the prize.
Произвести предоплату за доставку приза.
Друзья, будьте бдительны и тщательно обдумывайте все свои действия.
Be vigilant and think carefully about all your actions. Do not click on suspicious links. Before registering on suspicious sites, check their address, which should start with https://.
Как мошенники получают удаленный доступ к устройствам?
How do scammers get remote access to the devices of their victims and take out fictitious loans in the name of Kazakhstanis? Well, Saleh Antikbayeva, head of the Financial Literacy Department, Republic of Kazakhstan Agency for the Financial Market Regulation and Development, this question.
For example, scammers call people telling them they are from the security department of a bank. They inform that personal data was leaked due to alleged fraudulent attacks. They intimidate their potential victim, saying that applications for millions of tenge were submitted on his or her behalf, and in order to cancel them, it is necessary to remotely connect protection, an employee of the bank's technical department. The scammers ask the client to go to the Play Market or App Store and type the word support in the search engine. A red application with a white diamond will appear, called AnyDesk. Click on it and install it. This is our official anti-fraud application, the scammers would say. That is, the application does not need to be downloaded from dubious sources, and this does create a certain sign of trust. If all the scammers' instructions are followed, people risk being left without funds in their accounts and with someone else's loans, because cyber criminals can remotely connect to any device using the AnyDesk application and get full access to online or mobile banking. Yes, AnyDesk is a legitimate app for remotely connecting to users' devices and providing technical assistance. The official website of the developer company states that AnyDesk software was downloaded more than 500 million times and is used by companies and users around the world. There is also a How to Avoid Scams with Remote Access section, which warns users that scammers can use AnyDesk or any other remote access software for their illegal activities by connecting to their computers and stealing data, access codes, and even money. Another popular remote access program is TeamViewer, which works in the same way as AnyDesk. After installing this program, the phishers gain access to a user's device. Then they hack into online banking, transfer all available funds and submit applications on behalf of the victim to various MFIs for online loans. Many people think that you can just interrupt the remote access section by simply turning off the device, and then phishers will not be able to access online banking. However, the cyber criminals can read all the data from the user's phone and transfer it to their device within seconds. Also, scammers using remote access programs can get hold of other important information. Passwords to users' accounts, email, contacts, and so on. Or they can upload spyware to their victim's gadget, which will transmit important information to them, including SMS codes and codes in push notifications.
Сауле,
and what to do if the victim did provide the scammers the access to the gadget?
It is difficult to recover money stolen through social engineering, but it's worth a try. So, if you became a victim of scammers, be sure to remove the AnyDesk application or its analogs from your gadget. Since you yourself will not be able to detect spyware applications on your device, it is better to show it to a trusted IT specialist or set the system to factor settings. Contact your bank, report a case of fraud, and ask to block payment instruments to which the phishers could have access. The bank will block the cards and issue new ones. File a complaint with law enforcement. Be sure to change the passwords for your personal account in the bank application on online microloan services and for all your accounts, including social networks and email.
What is the procedure for contacting law enforcement agencies if a person has become a victim of financial fraud? How long does it take to file a claim with the police? Maksud Sharipov, head of the legal support department at Bosshakol, has talked about this.
Начальник отдела юридического сопровождения Бошшаколя.
Если человек стал жертвой финансовых мошенников, разумеется, ему следует...
If a person has been the victim of financial fraud, they should immediately contact the police. 102. After a verbal appeal, you can also file a claim at the police station itself in person or submit it online. The online service is freely available on the internet. You just need to input the required inquiry into Google. But you will also need your electronic digital signature. In general, people contact the police too late. As a rule, the victim of scammers finally understands that he or she was deceived in a few days or weeks. But, unfortunately, this period is sufficient to complicate the process of searching for scammers. Therefore, you need to contact the police immediately. In the future, you will have to check the status of your claim. For this, you need to call 102 from time to time, but it is better to obtain the number of the specialist who investigates the case. Also be prepared to hire a lawyer, because if it is a scam related to obtaining a loan in your name, someone must go to the bank, slow down the enforcement proceedings, cancel the notarial writ of execution, etc. I think the services of a lawyer will not be expensive, especially when compared with the paying of someone else's loan. You can also contact your local chamber of legal advisors. I think they will find an acceptable legal service option for you.
What can be used as a proof that you have become a victim of financial scammers? What is important to know and keep?
Доказательством того, что вы стали жертвой телефонных мошенников.
Audio recording of conversations, correspondence, transactions in the relevant mobile application, a bank statement on the movements of your account, and much more can be used as a proof that you have become a victim of telephone scammers. You need to give anything you have from the above list to the police, and they will form the body of evidence. Be prepared to contact the prosecutor's office. Specifically, the Committee of Legal Statistics and Special Records of the relevant region.
За прошлый год в стране зарегистрировали более 37.
Over the past year, more than 37,000 cases under the article fraud were registered in the country. More than 7,500 cases relate to internet fraud. There were also 244 cases of fraud using payment cards, 91 cases with the borrowing of funds, 47 cases in the field of lending.
И в завершение темы о мошенничестве послушаем.
To end the topic on fraud, let's listen to recommendations from experts on what should and should not be done when you get telephone calls with offers to earn profits by investing your money.
Вложив свои деньги.
Мой совет как юриста: ни в коем случае не сообщать.
My advice as a lawyer: do not give your personal data, do not give your individual identification number, do not photograph the card, etc. Remember, no bank, no private bailiff or representative of a government agency will resolve any issues with you by phone. Do not trust any SMS links, WhatsApp messages, unknown Kaspi accounts, etc., offers from traders, and so on. Your mobile applications should be available only to you. All incoming information codes apply only to you. You can only give such codes to a bank employee in person, not by phone. Please be especially cautious with OLX and other similar providers if a person, under any pretext, offers you an alternative payment method. You can safely ignore it, and it's better to make all small transactions in person.
Follow simple rules to keep your personal data safe. Rule number one, never give strangers access to your devices and do not download any applications to your gadget. Rule number two, never share online banking passwords or other personal and payment information with anyone. Rule number three, improve your financial and digital literacy. Check your credit history on a quarterly basis to make sure that scammers have not issued a fictitious loan in your name. A personal credit report can be obtained from credit bureaus, State Credit Bureau or First Credit Bureau, public service centers or on the website egov.kz. If allegedly a bank or MFI manager contacts you by phone or online and reports fraudulent attacks on your account, asks to transfer money to safe account, issue a mirror loan or withdraw funds through an ATM, end the conversation. Call the call center of the credit organization to double-check the information. Remember, representatives of financial institutions do not call or write via instant messages to find out your personal data, and even more so they do not offer intermediary services. When opening an account or card, activate the service of SMS or push notifications about transactions. Use strong passwords on your mobile banking app, as well as for email and social media accounts. Passwords must be different. Update the antivirus software on your device regularly.
Friends,
follow the advices of experts and tell your close and elderly relatives about it to protect them from internet scammers.
А теперь о хорошем. Наступил долгожданный.
But now for the good news. The long-awaited holiday of the spring equinox, Nowruz, has come. The people of Asia have been celebrating it for over 5,000 years. Let's listen to the congratulations of our colleagues. And the congratulations sections will be opened by our colleague Wupuluri Gangadhar Suresh Kumar, Chief Concentration Engineer of Boschakol.
Kurmate Kazimindal employees, best Nowruz wishes from Suresh, Chief Metallurgist Boschakol. Nowruz Mirame Kutta Bolson, Ulsnan Bolson, Akmol Bolson. Happy Nowruz.
I am Aygirim Kaldenova, a clerk at the Aktogay 2 processing plant, and I congratulate you on the upcoming great holiday, Nowruz. I wish you happiness and prosperity. May Nowruz bring well-being, joy and abundance.
Good
afternoon. My name is Asil. I work at Aktogay. I want to congratulate all colleagues on the upcoming Nowruz holiday. May this holiday bring you a lot of joy, energy, inspiration for new achievements, and may every day be filled with bright colors.
Good afternoon. My name is Setimirova Anara. I work for Kazminerals Boschakol. I would like to congratulate all employees of the Kazminerals Group. Today, we are celebrating the glorious Nowruz holiday, on which we always get closer with our families and friends. May this great holiday of kindness and love light up your hearts with even greater kindness and understanding, care for the elders and the younger. I wish that all plans are implemented. I wish you good health, financial well-being. Congratulations, dear colleagues.
С праздником, дорогие коллеги.
Саламатсыздар ма, құрметті әріптестер. Менің есімім Қуаныш.
Dear colleagues, my name is Куаныш. I work as a hydrotechnical construction engineer at Boschakol. I sincerely congratulate you on the greatest holiday of our people, the holiday of the human renewal and renewal of Mother Nature. The history of the Nowruz holiday, which is common to all Oriental people, stretches back into the depths of time. The holiday of the equinox fills our souls with light, makes our thoughts pure. This is the holiday of forgiveness and kindness, hope, faith and understanding. On this day, we report on the work done during the past year, make plans for the future, lay the foundation for new initiatives on the way to prosperity and growth of our independent country. At present, Nowruz has a new character. It has become a common holiday for all people living in Kazakhstan, regardless of ethnicity and religion. This holiday makes a great contribution to the strengthening of friendship between people, the strengthening of fraternal relationship, the revival of the traditions and customs of each nation. May Nowruz Meirame bring prosperity to our native land. I wish you all well-being and festive food on your tables.
That's all for today. I congratulate you all on the Nowruz holiday and wish everyone financial prosperity. And finally, if you want to say hello to your colleagues or family, become an expert hero, or have suggestions for future podcasts, send your suggestions and audio messages to editor@kazminerals.com. See you soon!
До новых встреч!